The older I get, the more I come to believe sincerely that the spiritual life is simple. And we make it complicated. And that's not to say simplistic. There's a difference there. So simple. What do we mean? And this is an important question for us as a parish, because as part of our parish priority plan, which our overall vision is creating disciples and living the stewardship way of life, one of our priorities is cultivating the spiritual life. The most important thing for us, why God made us, you might say. And so, first of all, just kind of getting a little bit of a sense, or more of a sense, an appreciation of the simplicity of what the spiritual life is about. So what does it mean to have a spiritual life? And Jesus really lays it out for us. And without Jesus, we cannot comprehend or come to any kind of an understanding of what this a spiritual life is. And so, what does Jesus teach us? Everything that he does is geared and ordered, directed to the Father. And so, it comes out so clearly when he's in Gethsemane, right? And he knows that there's an ominous sense. He knows and he sees what is coming. He is anticipating great suffering. And he prays that this cup be delivered for him. So we would say this, we would pray the same way. But who is he praying to in the garden? He's praying to the Father. And what is he saying to the Father? Not my will, but yours be done. So I want this, and it is a good thing to live and to be healthy, but if you want me to go all the way, I will go all the way. So everything in the life of Jesus is directed and offered to the Father. It's an offering for the Father. And so think about this, how this plays out in the Mass. So as the priest is acting in the person of Christ during the Mass, persona Christi, all of the prayers of the priest are directed to the Heavenly Father. So the opening collect, when we say, let us pray, that entire prayer is directed to the Father. In Jesus, united to Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, or the prayer after communion, or the Eucharistic prayer, they're all directed towards the Heavenly Father. And so, that means that what? In the spiritual life, everything that we do is to be directed to the Father, for the Father. So think about that in our own prayer. And then it is to be in Jesus, united with Jesus. So our prayer only has value, only has meaning, only is heard when it's united with Christ. And so that's what happens in baptism, that we're united, we're made one with Christ. And how does that physically happen? No, it happens by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit unites us with Jesus. And so Jesus is the mediator, not a mediator. You know, well, he's one and there's others. He is the definite article, right? He is the mediator. And so at Mass, Jesus acts as God to us, and he acts also as us to God. And so some of you probably have been to our 5:15 Mass on Sunday evenings. You'll notice that we're celebrating the Mass ad orientem. So the priest facing with the people, ad orientem means to the east. Facing this way is not actually east. We call it liturgical east, because that is where God, Jesus, came from, and that was where he is going back, right? And so the priest offers, in the name of the people united with him, to the Father. So that's the trajectory of all of the prayer, the entirety of the spiritual life. Okay, so to have that, first of all, in our mind, that's what we want to be cultivating. It's not just whatever, you know, whatever seems right or ever feels right. Everything's to the Father in Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is to be our spiritual life. And so, well, how do we grow in this spiritual life then? What do we do to cultivate it? Let's go back to simplicity. What do we hear Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 through 7 here, that first reading? I set my face like flint, and I would not be put to shame. So that refers to certainly to Isaiah during his time, but we also know that it's fulfilled and completed in Jesus. Jesus says he set his face like flint towards Jerusalem, right? And so he's going all the way, for the Father. And so what does he do? Like flint. Flint's a very strong rock, right? And so if you have a resolution and the determination that is set like flint, that means you're not going to be denied. It's non-negotiable. It's a very, very strong rock. And what you make fire from, I was thinking of the kids were telling me about the game Minecraft, and I'm familiar with it because my nephews play it. They're in the over the 1,000-hour club. Well, Minecraft, you get the flint to make fire, right? All of the kids know about it, trust me. That game's made millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. So we are to have a firm resolution that it's non-negotiable. Nothing's going to get in our way. Because the devil is always working to put up obstacles to compromise our resolution and our determination when it comes to giving our lives completely to the Father in Jesus. He's going to put all kinds of distractions and all kinds of pressures and struggles in order to deter us from that direction. And so, is that all there is to it? I'm going to be firm? I can just white-knuckle my way all the way through? Well, no, there's a little bit more to it, right? Peter was on the right track. What did he say in the gospel? He said, no matter what, I will never deny you. I'll tell you what, you're going to deny me 3 times. I'll never deny you. And then what? He collapses. And pretty easy, you know, right away almost, immediately. He didn't put on a good show. He was all talk, no show. What happened? Why did this happen? Okay, because it's more than just a firm resolution. It has to be a firm resolution. We have to set our face like flint to the Father, offering everything to the Father. But it has to be rooted in Jesus. That the Lord is my strength. That's why from Isaiah chapter 50, that first reading, Isaiah says, I'm going to set my face like flint. But if you noticed a verse earlier, he says what? The Lord God is my help. The Lord God is my help. And those are not just words. He's bleeding that truth. It encompasses his entire soul, penetrating bones and marrow. The Lord God is my hope. He lives out of that truth. Peter was not able to get to that point until he collapsed and realized his weakness. As St. Gregory the Great says, we have faith, not because we have virtue, okay, so it's not because we're strong, you know, and we have these powers, and we're determined, we have temperance and fortitude, and because of that, then God gives us faith. He said, no, we have virtue because we have faith. So I can do all of these things because I put all, the Lord is my help. Big difference. And that's a core truth that we have to get to, or we're not going to go anywhere, just like St. Peter. So as we enter into the Holy Week, Passion Week here, let us consider in simplicity that our lives are a gift, are to be given completely to the Father, directed to the Father, every part of our day, everything that we have put before us, however difficult, however mundane, changing diapers, okay, it could be, being at a job that you do not like and doing menial tasks. I can take, when I'm united with Christ, I can take all of those things by the power of the Spirit and give them, offer them, bring them to the Father, because I have this what? I have this will that is set like flint towards the Father. And then what happens is I sanctify every moment of the day and I transform the world. If you notice with flint, if you go look at the game Minecraft, it starts fires, okay? There's resistance to the flint, and the flint starts fires. When we set our face like flint, we are determined, right? And all of these obstacles come before us, and we're continued offering and moving forward, offering them to the Father. We set fires all around us, what? And the world begins set on fire. Think of Father Capon, right? That he was determined, and he went all the way to the end. And what had happened around him? He set fires. Everybody saw them, and they began to be caught on fire. That's what happens. That's how evangelization comes to be. And so We ask for this incredible outpouring of the Holy Spirit that makes our will and our offering and our determination to do God's will a complete non-negotiable in our life.